for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Going to have a little interesting evening tonight. We've actually not run out of things to talk about. We have volleyball to cover, and we got football coming up. We have a big-time state cross-country event coming up this weekend, and cheer competition in November, and that rounds up our fall sports.
Hard to believe, to be honest with you. It seems like we've kind of just got started in some respects, and next thing you know, here we are nearing the end on many of them, although a couple of them are to the wayside. Football still going on, and obviously cross country.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention our BCHS Marching Pirates as well.
Yeah,
as they have qualified for state competition and one of the highest scores ever received for a Powell County band. So, you know, as high as they scored in regional, why not shoot for a big win at the state competition? This is time if you're going with high enough score, you qualify that first segment, you go to segment two, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we'll just see how they do. Good luck to them as well. And that's also coming up in the next couple of weeks, I believe. I'm not sure when. Somebody can let us know that. That would be great. Just shoot us a text. But we will wrap up. We're going to wrap up our sports first. We'll talk volleyball. The Lady Pirates traveled to Jackson on Monday, where they faced, for the third time this season, the Wolf County Lady Wolves.
Yeah, and it didn't necessarily turn out like the Lady Pirates had actually hoped. Prior to that, the Lady Pirates actually ended up defeating Hazard on Saturday.
Yes.
In the opening round. So let's go back to the opening
round, where
the Lady Pirates ended up defeating Hazard 3-2. They ended up winning set number one, 25-15, or actually lost set number one, 25-15, came back and won sets 2 and 3, 25-23, 25-15. Hazard came back and won set number 4, 25-13, then the Lady Pirates went on a tear in that final and fifth set to 15, where they won 15-4. Nine straight points to end it on serve, which was great. You know, it was a great way to finish. And then we assumed that they would more than likely face off against Wolf County, who ended up defeating Letcher County Central 3-1. They won 29-27, 25-23, lost 25-13, and came back and won 25-22. Very competitive game. And then the Lady Pirates, David had mentioned on Monday night, traveled to Jackson over in Breathitt County, and the Lady Pirates ended up losing 3-0, 25-16, 25-13, 25-17. And in some respects, the Lady Pirates were never really in it, kind of. And what I mean by that is that Wolf County, in each one of the first three sets, jumped out to an early lead.
Well, the third set, Powell County scored first, but didn't last long.
Correct, yes. And at that point, once they kind of got down, Wolf County is a dominant team. And we both felt like that they were probably going to be the team to come out of the region. They proved it. They defeated Lady Pirates 3-0, 3-1 during the regular season. Lady Pirates served this year just wasn't quite on par of what it had been prior. And at that point, once you get down and you're playing catch-up, it's so difficult. And there's that 5 points, basically. Anything beyond 5 points, it's so hard to come back. Not that you can't, but you put yourself in such a deficit. And then when the Lady Pirates would get a turnover and have the ball on serve, they would almost inevitably turn it right back over again, whether that was into the net, out of play, or Wolf County would make a great play and score the point and get back on serve. But nothing, you know, respectable season for the Lady Pirates. Again, you reach the semifinals, you win the district title, and face off against the Wolf County team who will play for the championship tonight on the other bracket, They'll face off against Knott County Central. In that opening round, it was Leslie over Lee County, Knott Central over Breathitt, and then Knott ended up defeating Leslie County 3-1 to face off now against Wolf County. So Knott County Central and Wolf County tonight, 7 o'clock, over in Breathitt County.
That should be a really entertaining match. If you're a volleyball fan, that should be a good match. I do think that, as we said, and I'll say this again, if the game is called the way our game was called, then Wolf County has an upper hand. If they call some of those lifts against Wolf on the sets that they did not call against us, and here's the thing, and I will go back to this: if you're consistent about the way you call, okay. But if you're not going to call some of those obvious lifts against the Lady Wolves, some of those double hits and lifts that you're calling against Powell County, you probably shouldn't call. That's just my perspective on it. I thought really, other than that, the game was called fairly close. There was a couple that close to the line that didn't go our way. One did, one didn't. I mean, it's just one of those things where, okay, maybe not on the line or close to it. But other than that, I think it was called fairly consistent. We saw that most of the season with certain officials. The officials that you and I like the most, that call the lifts more often, will not be calling the championship game either, because I think both those guys that will call that more often are from Wolf County, and they will get an opportunity to call when their home county team is playing in the region, or at least that's the way I think they shouldn't be able to call.
Right.
Not that they would be homers. I just think that the ones that me and you saw during the season call the lifts the most often, those were the folks that will not be calling this game, in my opinion. And I think they did a really good job. It's just that, you know, it's kind of like anything else. If you know how officials call a game, you play it out that way. And I said this pregame, if they don't call the lifts against Wolf, and I brought it up when we played it down here, what we saw what they were doing was illegal. I asked Ken Jones to make sure. He said, definitely, but they probably won't call it. So it's just one of those things. If you let them get away with it long enough, you're going to say what we've been told a lot of times in softball on like illegal pitches, we haven't called all year, we're not going to start today. I get that, but if you're going further on in competition, you're probably going to get it called, and we're probably not being fair to our winners or representatives going to state competition, because guess what we're used to?
Yeah, getting those calls, right?
Getting those calls.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, again, for the Lady Pirates that you face off against Wolf County in that semifinal game. Wolf County, the dominant team,
yes.
Regardless of those calls, regardless of whether something was called or not called, they still dominated. And the Lady Pirates, again, for all three of those sets, were never really in them.
Well, I mean, when you say dominated, I would agree. But they had one setter in particular that made a lot of those sets to get those kill points. Now, if some of those sets are called lifts, who knows?
Well, it's a different game at that point, so right? But you have to be consistent to call that as a lift.
That is correct. And I'm sure that if you start calling it, they change the way they set. And again, you want fairness and equity. And again, I think it's fair if you're going to be consistent, not necessarily right, but consistent. You could just stop the argument right away, and you're not going to get the call, so they're not going to change their minds. I was surprised a couple of times that we were told that, like, the down official only calls into the net, cross the lines, or deflections. And they wound up calling a couple of double hits and lifts that we haven't seen other officials call from that spot. And that too bothered me a little bit. But again, it is what it is. And congratulations to the Lady Wolves. I'm not trying to take anything away from them, because they are a phenomenal team. But again, the Leisure County match was really close. So, you know, that game could have gone either way. The Knott County, the Knott County game with Wolf tonight could probably go either way. Knott County impressed me especially at the end of the set, where they just wore Leslie out, and Leslie had won a couple sets prior to. It was in set five, I believe, when they wrapped it up. But, you know, it was just a no, team to give them a chance. But I think Knott County had some dominant servers. That's going to be the kicker. I think what we saw Powell County not do was dominate serves. Wolf County had a few good serves. Knott County's got a server with a jump serve that gets a lot of movement on the ball. That's going to be difficult, more difficult to return. So I'm not saying it's advantage Knott County, but that's the one aspect of the game that Powell County didn't provide this tournament, was some power serving that was inconsistently, that wasn't returned. Wolf County did a really good job returning our serves, or we hit it in the net, hit it out of bounds, did the things we said we couldn't do. We were going to allow ourselves maybe 2%. That's all you get. And we were more like 6 or 7 wasted opportunities per set. You just can't do that against a good team.
No, and you can't do that at the most crucial time. It's one thing if you make those errors during the regular season. It's another thing when you're in the tournament and your season is on the brink. You have to come with that A game, and you have to be consistent. And unfortunately, they just weren't consistent. And and again, you know, they had a nice season. You know, they won the district tournament.
Yeah.
You know, they were number one seed. Again, just facing off against a Wolf County team. And while we got a chance too, I'll mention those seniors, because actually with the Lady Pirates, they actually lose quite a few.
Yeah.
Ava Irway, Courtney Haynes, Kimberly Hensley. You also have Mallory Porter, Emma Rogers, and Alyssa Tharp. I mean, those are dominant players in a sense that were in the rotation consistently for this team. And you hate that, you know, again, to be senior players and not go out the way that you would like to. But
yeah, they had 7 on senior out, and one of them's on the list. Not sure why, so I'll mention it because she wasn't on the roster the other day. So I don't know if it's illness or something happened, but there's one more. And like I said, I won't mention names, but when you're talking about a core group of seniors being missed, the one thing that I think that Jasmine did throughout the season or this year, she played a lot of younger kids, and they got a lot of time in. Going forward, that's going to be good for the Lady Pirate Volleyball. This year, I think she took some hits. But, again, if you're playing a season to improve for next year while you're trying to win this year, she did a really good job of getting some of those younger kids ready, get some good regional experience. So for those younger kids coming up, I think they got some valuable experience, and they're really young. We're not talking about juniors and sophomores young. We're talking about freshmen young. So the next really good talented group of volleyball players that we've seen are in that freshman class. And I think they got some more kids coming that are going to be pretty good volleyball players at the high school level. So I'm not saying we're going to be as strong next year, but I think we'll be competitive next year. Especially because some of those younger kids got a lot of playing time this season. But again, great season to Lady Pirates. Just, for the kids that I really enjoy watching. Mallory has her ups and downs. She got her hiccups. You know, I love Alyssa and Courtney. They're just so solid. They just didn't make a lot of mistakes. Emma played a lot more lately, and she did a good job up there. Kim just didn't play a lot during the tournament, so didn't see her a lot. And missing one.
Ava
really surprised me. That kid came out and I didn't expect her to be as dominant as she was. She really finished, what, 3rd on the team in kills. I think she was 2nd on the team in aces. And all around game, Ava Irway really, really improved from last year's, her stock from last year, and did a good job this year. So congratulations to those kids. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back. We've got some guests to come on tonight. We're going to talk to some of the cross-country winners. So we'll take a break here on PCSN Live. We'll be back in a few moments.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Are you paying too much interest on your mortgage? Whittaker Bank has an adjustable rate mortgage loan with an annual percentage rate as low as 6.151% for qualified applicants fixed for the first 10 years that adjusts to a variable rate based on the highest prime rate published in the Wall Street Journal, plus 0.5%. For additional terms and cost information, speak with your local lender at 1-800-650-6717. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Offer subject to credit approval. The stated APR is for the highest qualified borrowers. Applicable interest rate varies depending on credit qualifications. After the initial fixed rate period, rate is subject to adjust annually. NMLS number 455741, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across central and eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And we are being joined now by, I guess, our assistant cross-country coach, plus a couple of young ladies that have qualified for state competition. We have a regional winner and a regional third place, I believe, right?
Yep.
All right. I'll let you talk about it a little bit first.
Okay. So, I mean, this season's went well. I think we pretty much got PRs out of everyone. We got one recovering from injury, but had a great season nonetheless. For the girls, the only thing that isn't great is that we didn't have enough girls out there competing. We weren't able to fill a full team, which would have been nice. I have no doubt the girls could have brought home a championship if we had a full team, for sure.
Well, the first and third, you would think just made the finish, right?
Yeah. We had a third runner as well. She did well. So we just needed two more to fill that full team. We don't have that many full teams in the region in the first place, so competition's not necessarily great, but at the same time, it'd be nice to get that trophy.
So explain, if you will, when your season starts and actually how far of a distance are they actually running?
They're running a 5K, so it's a 3.1 miles. You know, they have their warm-ups and cool-downs and stuff prior to the race and after the race and stuff. But that's the main chunk of the distance.
So when does your season start? When are you actually looking for players to actually join your team?
We start in July. Is that pretty much July? Yeah. We start in July with our preseason training, and then we'll have, like, that dead period. That all this, like, we'll have tryouts and then dead period, and then we'll do after that dead period, we officially start.
You guys can start. Your guys are kind of like golf, I think. You all can have some meets early on in August as well before everybody else can start. Or do you all do August 15th
yes,
as well?
I believe so. Yeah, I think our first meet's in August. Yeah.
So as far as competitors, what are the age groups of people that could actually be on your team?
Technically, 7th grade and up can compete at the high school level. 6th grade cannot anymore. They used to a few years ago, but they changed that. On our boys team, we got some middle schoolers that are running up. They just came out from soccer, but yeah, we got some middle schoolers from there. Middle schoolers we definitely work with as far as competing. There's a lot of middle schoolers that run at regions and state, which is great. You know, starting young.
Do you have any other girls that run at the middle school level?
No, not this year. I mean, Amelia's only a freshman, so right. She was the past 2 years.
So as far as your season, when will you actually start your season as far as competitions? And are those after school, weekends? How far is the region as far as your travel even?
Yeah, I mean, so we start in August. We'll usually have a race every 2 weeks at the high school level. Sometimes it'll be once a week, but mostly every other week. They are usually on either Tuesdays, beginning of the season, and then they usually transition to only Saturdays from then on out. Regions ended up being on a Friday this year, and states on a Friday this year for us.
That's a little bit of a switch, right?
It is a little bit of a switch. It works out better training purposes, but yeah, it's pretty much the same, because I usually have our workouts on Tuesdays and Fridays, so whenever there's a race on a Friday, it just replaces the workout for that week.
So you guys will compete at state, we'll go ahead and make this, y'all compete at state Friday night.
Yep.
Coming, right?
Yep, 4 and 5. Yep.
And where is that held?
It's at Paris, so the Paris Stockyards in Bourbon County. It used to be at the State Horse Park, but not anymore.
Last couple years has been at Paris, right?
Yeah.
So as far as even with these meets, what type of environment are you running at? You at golf courses? Like, where? What's that kind of look like?
Usually every place that we go to, it varies. Like, you know, we go to Winchester a lot. They do it at Lykins Park. So they, you know, other public parks or golf courses. So some of the bigger meets, we haven't really went to any of the big meets the past couple seasons. But if we start to get some runners that I feel like would benefit from some of those bigger meets, we'll occasionally go like the Greater Louisville, which will be at a huge, Tom Sawyer Park. Some of them can be on golf courses, but generally at the high school level, you're not going to get many on golf courses. It's usually collegiate level that will do golf courses.
So what could you do in a sense as far as, or even us for that matter, what can we do to try and encourage, especially your female athletes, because obviously you're short, what do you think it's going to take in order to even find and or, you know, recruit those players in order to get them to come out and compete?
Getting the word out just in general that, you know, cross country is something that they can compete at a high level, and just other buy-in from other sports. That's another thing is I'm trying to get, you know, some of the other coaches on board with, hey, we can get your kids ready for your season, by being able to condition them. Cross country is going to help every other sport. I guarantee it. So,
be a good time, especially with girls basketball, but I know their numbers are low as well. So.
Yeah, exactly. No matter what, it's just getting all involvement in general, just in all sports, like you said. So I think if we can get more athletes to be multi-sport athletes at the same time, I think it'll help everyone in the long run for sure.
I know one of them over here is a multi-sport.
Yeah.
Young athlete, right? Three?
Amelia, you've done soccer too, right? Soccer and basketball.
And basketball in the past, right?
So, yeah, no, we still, I mean, half of my boys' team came from soccer. So that was nice. That's the whole reason we have a boys' team. So that was definitely crucial. The reason they were able to win a championship and stuff this year. So that was nice. Yeah,
so how do they actually, I guess we could actually talk to them, you know, when they get in here as far as doing that balance, right, between those multiple sports like that,
yeah.
Especially the same season.
Yeah, I mean, we've had athletes do two sports at the same time. It's not always worked out in the long run. We've had some that will decide to go to the other sport or vice versa. They'll decide here. But for the most part, cross country, we can work with other coaches and other schedules to try to get, you know, fulfill all of the needs as far as training goes. And it's running, so that typically is some aspect of another person's training program. So we can benefit at the same time working with both coaches, if that makes sense.
As far as training and or practices, what does that look like in a week's time?
So we practice Monday through Friday. The summer months, we will do 4 days a week. That way, kids will have a long weekend and stuff. But once school is in session, we'll do Monday through Friday, and then we'll have races on Saturdays, starting usually September, somewhere in there. And so we'll be at it 6 days a week for the most part. Practices, hour to hour and a half. Some of the long practices could be hour 45. But for the most part, that's generally how it is. Our practice times will change throughout the season depending on you know, we'll try to go later and earlier in the season just to get away from the heat a little bit. And then later in the season, we'll dial it back because it starts to get dark. And
I mean, you got
to
share athletes. You have to be really flexible when you're doing that, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, that's true. You know, we also have to consider parents and their schedules, whether or not we can do it right after school or if we have to wait until, like, 5 or all those different things.
Tell us what you got over here, first of all, for our girls.
We got two very special ladies here. Regional champ and third place sitting here. I think they both definitely exceeded expectations for this season, for sure. Ashley is a senior. She has spent the last... Did you start running freshman year?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The past 4 years to get to this point, she PR'd in most half your races at least this year.
Yeah,
so each got better with almost every race this year. I mean, the regional race, she pretty much just sat on second place until the last mile, and I was like, just go, and then she took off. So I think she could have actually ran faster at regionals than she did, which is impressive. Because did you still get a PR at regionals or close to it?
It was close to it, yeah.
So she could have probably PR'd again at regionals, which is great. That's what our training program's for, is to peak at the end of the season. She's done great so far. We got state to still to come, so we'll see how that goes. She's gonna be running at Berea, right? Okay, yeah. So she's gonna go compete collegiately, which is awesome. I love to see it as a coach. You know, something I always look forward to for athletes. For Amelia, she's awesome, as always. One of the most motivated athletes I've ever had, for sure. She's only a freshman, which blows my mind. I think for the majority of the season, I thought she was a sophomore, and then I was corrected. And I was like, oh, wow, she has that many more years. That's crazy. But
she's coming in as a multi-winner of the region,
yep,
right?
Yep, multi-winner of the region. She had an accident in the off season last year, which I didn't think she'd even be able to race this year, which is insane. And she's already racing. She got third in the region, which blows my mind. But yeah. Everyone's been super proud of her, and can't wait to see what the future holds. I think she's definitely got a lot more championships left in her, for sure. I think Ashley be how many years? That would be three years in a row that we've had Powell County regional champion. I have no doubt that it will continue for the next 3 years, as long as Amelia is psyched about it. So,
as long as she wants to, right?
Exactly. That's all it takes for her. If she wants it, she'll get it. I guarantee it.
All right, let's let these young ladies jump in real quick here. You guys, who wants to go first? Or youth?
I can go.
You don't necessarily need that. You can use that, but you don't necessarily need it.
Okay. So, how to introduce you? Let's see. The current reigning Miss Powell County, current now regional champion cross country, and possible regional champion in cheer.
Yeah.
How do you blend all of that that you've been doing this year?
Oh my goodness, it's been crazy. So it's really just about time management and just seeing what I have to do and like putting together a schedule and just working with it and like all the things that are thrown at me at once. And it's just been wild, but I've enjoyed it. So.
So how long have you actually been doing cross country at this point?
Well, I started my freshman year, so I've been doing it 4 years now. Yeah.
And what was the attraction for you saying, okay, this is something I think I want to get into?
Well, initially, I thought that running would be able to get me like into college or like at least get me a scholarship. So that's why I started it, and I've just fell in love with it since I've been doing it.
Do you get any inspiration from your mom to run?
I mean, now I do, but at first, not really.
Could she beat you right now in a 5K?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I don't think so.
Hey, we have a challenge.
Yeah, we do have a challenge.
I was looking around for it to see if she's listening to you, so I didn't know. I know you really enjoy the running, but like you said, you've done Miss Bell County, which that was a lot of effort as well.
Oh yeah,
do the cheer. I think are you a 4+ GPA also?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you got it going on.
And we'll be competing for Miss Kentucky as well. So you know, how's that coming up forward?
Well, I did.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, hello, full case here. Is there any one thing that you've done this year that has, we can talk about all of them. What have you enjoyed doing the most or the least out of everything you've accomplished so far?
I mean, I've loved everything, and like, especially with cross country this year, like having, because usually we don't have this many people at practice, so I've just really enjoyed practice and having everyone out, and it's just been a lot of fun to have everybody there.
So as far as your preparation for not only regions, but also going into state now, what's your preparation like? Is it different than what you would approach a normal meet during the regular season? Is there more pressure on you? Or at that point, you're just going out and just doing your thing and trying to make a personal best and hoping that that personal best actually becomes the winning, you know, the winning number for you?
Yeah, for state, I think it's mainly just about having fun, doing my personal best, and just being out there with my team. Because, you know, it's a lot of people, so I just try to take it, like, lighthearted and just have fun with everybody.
How many qualifiers were there for state? Do you know?
289 is what Julie said, yeah.
Girls, how do you even get through the field? I mean, seriously, I mean, how do you... What's your plan as far as the race is concerned?
Yeah, you just get out there fast, sprint fast, and try to get out with, like, the
lead pack,
yeah. And as the race goes on, like, people get really spread out, so it's not, like, as condensed and, like, you're having to fight for a specific spot. So
that could really throw a really good runner off
quick
if you don't get the good clean
start. If you don't get out right, then, yeah, it kind of sets you bad for the rest of the race.
Do you have a plan to start the race? I'll just go ahead and throw that out there. Not to tell you what it is, but do you have a plan to start?
Well, Amelia, she usually, like, goes out really fast, and I'm usually, like, I have the issue where I, like, tend to stay back, so I try to go out with her whenever we run because she has a really, like, good start, so, yeah.
So follow Amelia's lead, right?
Yeah.
The senior following the freshman.
Yeah.
See. We got anything else for Ashley or just get Amelia on here?
Let's go on with Amelia real quick.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Ashley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna throw this out real quick just so you know. And I said this the other night when we were doing football, when Julie Clark, the coach, ended up coming and sharing with us that you all ended up being as successful as you were. And I said, and I still believe this, to me, your story is the story of the year. Meaning after the accident and you come back and you finish as high as you did, I don't know how proud you are, but I think as a community, knowing, you know, on the outside, potentially what you had to go through in order to fight back, that shows a lot of resilience, a lot of internal drive that you have. How did that feel for you to actually finish and accomplish what you did as far as cross country?
I think I'm really hard on myself. So, and sometimes I do better than I think I do, but I don't know.
So how were you able to bounce back? Did you have it in your mind that you, after the accident in a sense, like, okay, I think cross country is over? Did you always kind of hold on to that I'm determined to get back out there and actually to compete?
I wanted to be able to run again, but, like, I didn't know how quickly it was going to come back and, like, how long it was going to take till I could get back to running. like part of the way where I was before.
Which one was harder, doing the PT to get back to this or training for a season of cross country?
I'm still in physical therapy, but what was the question?
Well, how hard is your physical therapy? I mean, is it just really difficult for you? I'm probably not as difficult as it was early on. Is it more difficult to run a cross country season or go through all the therapy that you've had to go through since your injury?
I think the therapy's helped me a lot, and I think if I hadn't done therapy, it wouldn't be like nowhere near where I am.
Yeah, I don't think you come back at all this year if you don't have the therapy you did.
Were you impressed by your finish, or you know, were you surprised that that's where you finished, or at that point when you're in that race, are you realizing I've got this, and now therefore I'm going to keep pushing myself to finish in that top five?
So for regionals, I knew my competition, and I knew that I could probably get like third, but yeah.
So I got a question for you: are you going to go out and try to kick Ashley's butt on the state level?
I don't know.
You're at least going to try to be up there, right?
Yeah.
You are going to be right there side by side, right?
Well, we had you guys on here last year, and I can remember the conversation with all of you. If we could play it back, I would. Ashley had never beaten you in a race, right? Now, she took an injury. I'm not saying that's why she won, but you said then, I said, I'm not going to let her beat me. So now you're back at the state level. No, you're the defending regional champion. Ashley won this year. Is it just going to be fun to compete with Ashley, or just more fun to compete with the other runners?
I think this year it's just been more just getting back to trying to run. So, like, as far as placing-wise, it's just like, I don't know. I just try to get out there and just try to do it. But then I'm too hard on myself.
So when you say that, what do you mean? Define how you're hard on yourself.
Like, sometimes if I don't do too good, I just get very devastated.
Do you internalize it in a sense of realizing what you could have done differently in order to improve a particular match or meet?
I think what makes it harder is because I seen where I was last year, and then not being there, I think, was the hardest part.
How much off your PR are you?
The fastest I ran this season is 22:14, and my PR is a 20:54.
That's pretty close. I mean, I know it's a minute off, but it's, or not even a minute, but about 50 seconds off?
That's a minute something.
Yeah. So that's not like, for where you were, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So where you could go from here is all up to you. So we're just glad to see you back and running. I know we said last year we might have a six-time champion here with us. And other stuff has gotten in the way a little bit, and it wasn't of your making. But I know we're proud of your accomplishments, coming back from the injury, watching you walk in the gym on crutches a few times, and knowing you got this noticeable limp when you were healthy, and now finishing third in cross country. Couldn't ask for anything better.
No, I agree. And honestly, just like it was before, the sky's still the limit for you. I mean, it really is. If after the injury and you've come back and you finished third, and even though it's not your personal best, that's still something you can strive back for even going forward, because obviously you still have several years still to go to be able to compete. So hopefully you stick with it, and hopefully you continue to improve, and who knows as far as what the future might hold scholarship-wise even.
How much have you grown since last year? Yeah, I thought so too. I just had to ask. They might have stretched you out a little bit with that hip stretching, right?
Yeah, she's got a rod and three screws in there now, so yeah.
You had a little bit of a setback a few weeks ago, right, with your therapy? Or did...
Yeah, she had to start a new therapy program.
And see, that's what, I mean, I knew about that too, and I'm thinking, and now she's done this again on top of just starting the therapy over. I'm just, man, people don't understand what you've gone through, I don't think, and you play it down well.
And nothing wrong with being hard on yourself, as long as, again, you realize that there are things that you can do in order to improve that. Because we all critique ourselves, right? He and I can go back and listen to a broadcast we've done. It's like, oh, we could have done better. So we can always do that It just goes back to realizing that you've still made great strides and accomplishments, and to give yourself a pat on the back with that and not be too hard on yourself where it becomes a detriment to your progress. Okay? So as long as you realize that, and as long as you keep forward and keep looking forward, don't look back, just keep looking forward again. The future is bright for you in many respects, and we couldn't be prouder of you. Like I said, when Julie came and shared that with us, I mean, we were overjoyed just for you all, honestly.
Yep, special moment. It really was a special moment, even just to see that, because we had you guys on here last year. We talked about it, so we knew where you've been, knew what you've been through, and it really is a nice story, though. I mean, I know you didn't want to finish third to lose, but other than that, you know, I know you're going to win. Still, it doesn't matter, right?
We're betting on you, just so you know. Yeah, we're betting on you.
Can't bet against you.
No.
So we're let Amelia go. We'll get the boys in here. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Are you tired of the same old cell phone? Want a new phone, but really don't want to pay the hundreds of dollars up front for it? Appalachian Wireless has a deal for you. Get the phone you actually want instead of settling for a cheaper phone with the Appalachian Advantage Plan. Instead of paying $600 or more for the best phone, simply pay the taxes up front and then a few bucks a month more on your monthly bill. Stop by your local Appalachian Wireless store or dealer today for more information. It's the better, simpler way to pay. And it's called the Appalachian Advantage because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
And welcome back now. And I do want to apologize to this group of folks, because when I got the text from Julie, it said that Ashley won and Mia finished third and the team won. And I'm thinking, okay, well, the girls, congratulations. Team won. I didn't know it was the boys. So I had said that on radio that the girls won team competition, and it was actually you guys. So I tried to fix that the other night on radio. So congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, regardless.
Yeah. Where do you go? Well, have you guys won region before in cross country?
I believe we have as a team before, yes. But it has been.
None of this group, though, correct?
I don't believe so, no.
Team wins cross country.
Huh?
Happened before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won as a team before.
Yeah, I knew he was going to. You won several times? Been a few years?
I don't.
Did your team win?
I don't know if I was on a winning regional
team. You have personally.
I don't
won
think you. Right? Yeah, I don't think you were. I don't think so either.
You
got
you all kind of brought cross country to existence here, I believe.
My brother.
The family, I meant.
Yeah,
the
family. Yes, agreed. Yeah.
Obi Holland. They had some really good teams.
Okay, I couldn't remember if there was a cross country team winner for region or not. So throw that out there.
All right, why don't you tell us who you are? Tell the listeners who we're talking to here sitting at the table.
My name's Cashlin Prater.
Okay, and senior, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so about yourself, where did you actually finish in region?
I finished seventh place.
Okay, out of how many, roughly?
I think it was about 34, 35, around that, give
okay.
or take.
Okay, all right, and how long have you been running cross country?
This is my first year, actually. That was my third race.
Third race?
Yes, sir. It was my third race.
I knew you'd played other sports for a while, right?
I did play football my freshman and sophomore year, but then I quit. And then I really didn't play any sports in between then.
So what actually got you interested in coming out for cross country then?
Funny story, actually. I was a really big runner before cross country, more endurance based, like 10-milers, marathons type stuff. And then I was talking to my cousin, her name's Kenzie, and she just told me to run cross country. And I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. So here I am. That was a while back, but yeah.
Did the distance training help you in the 5Ks?
I think the training that came from endurance running kind of helped me a little bit. I didn't really work much on my fast twitch muscles, my anaerobic base, all, but I say it did help me to some extent.
So as far as the competition going forward now, what's your prep like coming up for the state competition?
I'm not entirely sure. What can I say? What I can say, though, is that for state, I'm honestly just trying to have fun, PR as best as I can. It's my senior year. If I would have trained a little bit better, maybe a couple years back or maybe last year or anything like that, prioritize more 5K training instead of this long distance type of training, I think I could do a lot better. But what I can say is I'm just out to have fun.
There you go. And that's all you can do, right? Shoot for your personal best and see where the chips might fall.
What is your PR?
It was a 2011.
As long as you beat Ashley and Amelia.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. That is true.
They're standing in the door, so I have to jab them a little bit. All right, who else we got over here then? Guys, who are your teammates?
This is Aiden Berry right beside of me.
Come on over, Aiden. We'll get you next then.
All right.
Aiden had to be sitting there, right?
Aiden's one of these... Aiden is one of these soccer player transfers.
Soccer.
You know, he segued, transferred into doing cross country. So how was that, obviously, going from the soccer field to running cross country?
Well, yeah, it definitely helped a lot more than just, you know, not doing any sport and coming to cross country. Right after the season, really, me and a few soccer guys joined it. So we kind of just all weren't bad at it. So we kind of helped the team just win regions.
So what kind of led even to that? Did y'all just have a discussion? Did someone at school mention cross country to you? How did that kind of transpire as far as getting involved in cross country?
Well, our coach was telling us that we should do it to stay in shape. But the thing is, I actually didn't compete in it because I was at homecoming. So they're all laughing. But
oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
Now, did you get to compete? They can put you on the roster this time, right?
Yeah, for state I can.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of the soccer guys did help win, so that's still happy about that.
It's a numbers game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many players, how many members do y'all actually have on the boys team?
I think we have seven. Cashlin and seven. Eli were the only two that were actually here before soccer, and we need five at the minimum to actually like run for as a team. But then me, or I'm a junior. Axel, he's not here. He's a sophomore. He joined. And then... 3 8th graders did, and so they're playing up. That's Garrett, Tucker, and Jackson. Tucker and Jackson have the flu, I think.
Okay, so as far as going forward, let's say next year, you're going into your senior year, still soccer on the table for you, as well as potentially going and competing across country after the fact?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do the same thing. I'm probably just going to play soccer for like the whole season, and then right after it's done, I'm just going to run some cross country.
So as far as the training soccer-wise leading into cross-country, some of the meets, how was that transition for you? Because obviously it's different. You're used to doing sprints as far as soccer, and at this point you're kind of running long distance. So how was that for you?
Well, yeah, for soccer we usually run a lot of 40 and 100-yard runs or a miles and 5Ks at the most. But for us, it's like, or for cross-country, it's like 5Ks the least, and then maybe 4.5 miles, maybe 6. So it's a lot different, but... still, like, same kind of running thing.
You ever get your dad go running with you?
No, I did not.
That's a jab, Daniel. Just messing with you.
Yeah. He would appreciate that, right?
Yeah, I got that. Got to coach Daniel. He was a real good basketball player. He says he was, anyway. Right?
Yeah, he told me about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I told your dad one time, he was the leading rebounder on the team. He rebounded a lot of his own misses. Just ask him about that. See what he says.
There you go. You're giving him some some shots to throw back at Dad, right?
I'm just messing with Daniel right now.
All right, who else do you have over here then?
I'll get Eli to go next. He's a freshman.
All right, Eli. I recognize this guy.
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can if you want to. You don't have to. All right, so tell us who you are.
My name is Eli King.
Okay, I was wondering if you were going to say, I was going to throw that part out there if you weren't going to. I recognize Eli King. He was one of these Bowen kids. So anyway, so you've been running cross country for a while, right? A couple of years now?
This is my third.
Third year? Yeah, I knew it's been a while. So as far as this particular year compared to last couple of seasons, how's this season gone for you, even as far as your personal best?
The off season was a little better this year because the other years I hadn't really put any training in the off season, and this year I started off a little earlier. I probably should have still did better, but I ran a little, like almost a minute faster, so that's pretty good.
Okay,
for only a year.
Yeah, that is good. So, what was even the appeal for you when you even first started running in the middle school? What was it about cross country? It's just like, I think I want to do that.
My dad kind of started running, and I was like, you know, and I might as well try it. So.
Okay. And obviously you stuck with it, so you enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
So as far as the competition, going up against other teams or even other players, are there any other players or other teams in a sense that when you're having meets, like you're determined, like, okay, I'm going to beat this particular other, you know, opponent? Or do you just kind of focus on your own thing?
I kind of focus on my own thing, but when GRC's at a meet, I kind of want to try to beat as many of them as possible because we run with them a lot. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you play other sports as either or also?
I play baseball. So
yeah. You don't play golf?
I'm kind of good at golf, I'm not going to lie, but no, I don't play golf.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those sports in the spring you could also, maybe in the fall, you maybe play that too. I don't know. Yeah. It'd be tough to play golf and cross country because you meet you on the same day, right?
I think so, probably. But, yeah. You know, it's a lot. So,
what's your personal best?
I think it was 1855.
Okay. So now when you will compete coming up this week, are you trying to beat that personal best each time you go out?
Mm.
You know, or are you trying to keep close to that? Or you just know, in a sense, when you're showing up that day, maybe you fell off a little bit, or maybe you feel that energy to be able to give you that extra boost to be able to beat that personal time?
This course, it's not going to be as flat as the Regents course, so I don't know if I'll get the personal best, but I'll try for it. So.
Did you get a PR at the Regents this year?
Yes.
So 1855 is now your PR that you got. Where did you finish?
Fourth.
That's impressive.
It is. How far behind the leaders were you?
First, all, top four was, I think I was like at most 15 seconds behind first. So you, we were all top four guys were pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I could see him. He was on my side. So.
Okay. So you got any strategy to do better off the start or you got any plans for the race?
I kind of did bad at this one because I started off way too fast. I started in first and I kind of fell off. So okay. That was pretty bad, but.
Lesson learned, though, right?
Yeah, I got passed at the end. So
you're a freshman, so
yeah,
you learn.
Yeah, learn to process it and make adjustments, right?
Yeah.
All right, who else do you have here?
I have Garrett.
Come on, Garrett.
All right, Garrett. I'm sure you have a last name, don't you?
Yes, sir, Garrett Gillespie.
All right, Garrett Gillespie. All right, and how long have you been running cross country?
This is my first year.
Okay, and what was the attraction for you to decide to come out and try for the team?
I wanted to stay in good shape for soccer, and so that's why I came out.
Okay, and how has it benefited you having played soccer to be able to transition into cross country?
Soccer has some running, so I was like already in decent shape for cross country, and so that's helped a lot.
Okay, going forward, do you think you'll continue to run in cross country?
Yeah, I definitely will. I've enjoyed it quite a bit.
Okay. As far as your personal best, what's your personal best?
Barely under 21 minutes.
Okay.
I think it's like 20:55.
That's impressive.
I mean,
a lot of speed on this team.
So you really got a youthful team. Not knocking on crack Cashlin, but I mean, it's really got one senior and everybody else. You know, Josh is a junior, but the remainder part of the team is really young, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I wasn't being mean to you all. I was just saying. That's a pretty young team. Senior, junior, everybody else up freshman below, right?
So is there anything that you all could actually do or anything that you do that's, you know, most people involved in sports, and I mean, you guys could even relate to this with the other sports that you play, any routines or anything that you kind of do before you get started, whether it's, you know, you put your left shoe on before you put your right shoe on, or you know, what am I looking for here? Little idiosyncrasies, yeah, that, you know, kind of occur, that little routines are something that you do in order to get yourself prepared.
I don't really have anything except for drinking a lot of water.
Okay. That's a good one.
Blast music.
Blast music. That's a good one. What about you, Eli?
Not really.
Not really? Cashlin?
Warm-ups. I'd say warm-ups is probably the most important thing you can probably do before you race.
Warm-ups.
It's really cold. You want your body to get used to it.
Right. I get that. As
temperature
far as
Friday
temperature.
Wise, probably about 60 degrees at race time, probably.
Hopefully. Yeah.
That'd be good, yeah.
You girls got anything you guys do prior to? Amelia does, apparently.
I wear spikes, and I always just go to my dad and have my dad tie them before I race.
That's pretty cool. Nothing, actually?
No.
Complaining.
Yeah,
complaining. About the weather, about the cold temperatures.
It's definitely not too much deep, though, right? eating and drinking, hydrating is probably just as important, especially they've already started getting ready for the Friday night, I would think, right? Right? You hope so. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
Okay, we wish you all nothing but the best, but I will say this, though. Obviously, your coaches are interested in you all recruiting some additional runners, so make sure that you're talking it up, and obviously success breeds success, right?
Yeah.
So therefore your all success will cause other students to actually want to come out and try this for next year, but make sure you do yourselves a favor and do the pirate community a favor and try and recruit some of your classmates to come out next year.
Also, more offer for all you all. We always do this. You guys have got anybody you want to give a shout out to, just come right on to the mic and give a shout out. Even if people listening in their cars, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Go ahead. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Shout out to my mom, who is listening in the car in the parking lot right now.
Always a safe one to do that with.
Yep, exactly.
Josh, you're sitting closer, so you got anybody you'll give a shout out to?
I guess shout out to my dad. He never really knows the techniques or stuff, but he always just tries to push the effort part of me.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good.
He must be waiting on you too out there, huh? Yeah.
What about you, Eli?
Just anyone that's pushed me in any way to run.
It's a good one. Cashlin?
I would say definitely Mark, because that's probably the only person who's actually coached me. I've always been on my own, so that was the only guy who's came out.
If it's about running, you can listen to Mark.
That's what I've learned. Yeah, and anyone else who's helped me, especially my mom and my dad, I would appreciate that a lot.
Ash?
Definitely to our coaches, like Mark, he always keeps us motivated, and to my mom, because she's always been there. She always comes to every single one of my races and all the practices. So,
and Amelia?
A lot to Mark and my parents. Everyone who supported me this year trying to get better.
I have a shout out.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah.
To Alice for being our babysitter during practice.
She came in and kidnapped the baby. Yeah, I saw that. Oh, God. She would do that.
And all the other coaches.
Julie, you got any shout outs while you're out there, too?
I just want to thank all my kids, all the way down to kindergarten, and my parents without their support.
You can't have them out there, right?
That's exactly right.
I don't think people understand how much parents do for our athletes. It doesn't matter what they're doing.
And I want to thank James Campbell and Mark for being great coaches. And Allie, she's a volunteer coach. She helps us. So
yeah.
I greatly appreciate my coaches.
That's awesome. Again, congratulations on your current success. But we're expecting big things from you all coming up this weekend.
Boys first.
That's not even right. Girls first.
Ladies first.
That's what I'm thinking. All right. Girls, boys first at 5, 4.
4, and then girls at 5.
Boys first at 4, girls at 5 o'clock in Paris.
Yes.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll be right here, so let us know how
we'll
do.
Text you.
Perfect.
Great.
All right, again, congratulations. Thanks again for coming in, and hopefully we'll report some great things coming up next week.
Yeah, and this will be recorded, by the way, if you all want to go check it out. It'll be recorded, if I fix it right. End of the show.
And your voice is not going to sound like what you
Can't
think,
promise.
So, you know.
Awesome. We'll step away for a break here on BCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more, remember your Ace Hardware, right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live again. We'd like to thank the girls and boys cross country team and their coaches for coming in tonight. And wish them the best of luck on Friday as they go into their state competitions.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, to be able to finish like they did, personal accomplishments as well as team. A great job by them. Let's hope that they're able to actually finish well, represent well. They already have, and again, good, outstanding student athletes.
All they do is the best they can do, and we're proud of them regardless of the finish. So finish as high as you can, and good luck with that as you go.
You're exactly right. Now let's segue over to football real quick. So the Powell County Pirates will be in action Friday night, playing host to Owen County.
Yeah.
Owen County, a 2A school, coming in with a record of 5-4 on the season. It will be senior night for the Pirates. And then the following Friday, which will be November the 4th, the Pirates will actually travel to Bell County in the 3A tournament.
The longest 79 miles you're going to go all year.
Isn't that a fact?
As far as the crow flies, it's a little bit easier to get to probably than Jackson County, but it's the same path, but there's no easy way to get there. It's about 2.5 hours of a drive, so good luck to everybody going down next Friday. We'll have all the action on here on WSKV and Facebook live, I believe, is the plan.
Correct. At Bell County. This upcoming Friday will be on the radio, yes, but the NFHS app.
Yes, this Friday will be there. Tough matchup for Powell County this weekend. Again, Powell County, saw the stats, can get up to all over the first place in the state as far as rushing yards. So I'm sure that's one goal on the plate for the Pirates this weekend. Second one would be get the win over Owen County on senior night. And, go into the playoffs with a 3-win season versus a 2-win season is always much better. And, congratulations to the football Pirates for making the playoffs. They got a tough match against Bell County, but they're going to have a tough matchup this weekend as well. So hope everybody can come out and support these kids on senior night.
Yeah, looking forward to that one. Again, the Pirates 2-7 on the season. Much better team than their record,
yes,
indicates. And it's unfortunate they've been in several of those games, just didn't quite go their way. But very competitive. A lot of these players playing on both sides of the ball. Yeah. Looking forward to seeing them play on Friday night.
And I'll say this one more time. This is the best 2-win team in the state of Kentucky. There's bar none. They've been close in several games that could have went the other way. We played teams that we thought we were going to get dominated by. We've actually stayed in it. And a lot of the games that wound up, more than 2 touchdown differences, we were close in those as well. Probably the one game that got away from us the quickest was probably – I guess maybe, I can't think.
Early on in the season.
Early on. I can't remember which game it was. Maybe the Fleming. Game.
Oh, yeah, Prestonsburg was one.
Really,
but even
other
Fleming.
Than that, I think we were pretty much within 2 touchdowns of any of those games. And just to kind of, show that is just, we were a lot better after 3 quarters than a lot of people would have thought. So when they go to Bell County, when I look at their stats in the tournament-wise, it would be an upset for the Pirates to win. I don't think it would be as big as upset as what I would expect now, because this team is a lot better than their 2-7 record indicates.
Agreed. I think probably going back the Breathitt County game, we weren't necessarily in that one.
We weren't in it, but we didn't get beat like I thought we would.
And Prestonsburg, obviously you look at the Perry County Central, we could have easily flipped the script.
Lewis, definitely.
On that, Lewis, exactly. Yeah. Estill, even Fleming, for that matter. Again, the only time that the Pirates, well, even going back to the Mason County game, again, they're only losing by an average of 14 points.
Correct.
I mean, two touchdowns. And a lot of times, though, whether it's a turnover, a missed opportunity where you give up a big play, I mean, a couple little turns here and there, and I mean, this could be a 7-2 team.
I think Powell was right in all those games, with the exception of those two, Breathitt and Prestonsburg.
Prestonsburg,
probably the biggest, I'm not going to say failure of the season, but we were definitely not in that game hardly at all.
Yeah,
the Prestonsburg game, but and
they're 8-2. They're not a slouch team by any stretch.
They're a senior laden team.
Yes,
which again, congratulations to Brandon, who's done a good job with that group. But it was a team that when you come in as a 1A school, you would think you would maybe fare a little bit better. Probably the most, I'm saying disappointing because it's just the size of the school. But our roster is just not very big. We needed more kids out for all sports. Again, we
all sports.
Same with the cross country team, the football team. I know the girls' basketball team, small numbers. We need just kids out to participate in football or in all other sports as well. So football is going to finish up our fall season along with cheer. Cheer is in about 2 or 3 weeks away from their regional competition. Cross country obviously going on this weekend. The volleyball region championship was tonight, but Powell County is already out of that. So we're really kind of down to, there's three, and then also the band. We want to remember the band as well as we go forward. So I guess there's four teams remaining of the fall season. We wrapped up all before basketball starts in the end of November, 1st of December.
Yeah, and that'll be here before we know it. Even though we won't have a lot going on in the month of November, we'll still be here on Wednesday nights.
And we'll talk about upcoming seasons, plus how everybody else has done that's finishing up their season. So it's been a great start to the fall. We'll talk about that again as well, recap a lot of the sports as we go on through November and get some of those shows out there, maybe get some more guests. It was a good show tonight. Again, thanks to Julie and Mark and the cross-country kids.
Yeah, represented well. And again, hopefully they do extremely well coming up this weekend. And then even the Pirates on senior night, Friday night, will be on the air at 7 o'clock playing host to Owen County.
See you there.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guaranteed Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. You're listening to WS.